Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The plight of Larry.
There's another Larry out there, I'm telling you. It's just a matter of time. Do you want to give us the resources to help someone now, or do we have this conversation again next year?
Larry is the known homeless man, 69 years old, who died in the bitter cold blizzard conditions this week.
You know, there's only so much you can do to help someone. There really is. What Larry needed was long-term engagement.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. The blizzard this week turned deadly by Thursday when Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz announced two people had died during snow removal efforts. And then there was the death of a homeless man known as Larry. And known he was to the homeless population, homeless advocacy organizations, and residents of Williamsville in general. Did the system fail Larry?
Those are questions that we're all asking ourselves today and every time this happens to someone.
Dale Zukleski is executive director of the Homeless Alliance of Western New York.
Actually, the courts have ruled that people have a right to live outside, and if they want to eat out of a garbage can, they can, as long as they're not an immediate threat to themselves or others. On this cold stretch that we've just had, the Code Blue advocates and outreach workers made a decision to do something that they rarely ever do, and that's to try and have the police departments force people into shelters. And they did encounter Larry, and he actually ran off. And he just refused. He absolutely refused assistance. So, I mean, there's only so much you can do to help someone, especially given the constraints that are placed on by the legal system.
Yeah, so there's no way to, there's no legal way for example, for police officers to, I guess the word detain sounds cruel, but, to physically detain someone and say, hey, there's no way you're going to survive these conditions. I need you to come with me, and I'm going to take you to, shelter A, B, or C.
They can technically do that on a short-term basis, but chances are it wouldn't hold up in court. But for a night or two, it'll work. But in a long term, it's not a long-term solution. And I'm actually just putting something together. We tell everyone that the solution to homelessness is a home. And if people are really upset regarding this tragic death of Larry, then they need to let their elected officials know that they need to put the resources towards fighting homelessness that we need. Chuck Schumer is in a great position as a Senate Minority Leader. He's in there negotiating funding right now for a federal budget. Please contact Chuck Schumer in a nice way. We're not blaming him, but we need more money for homeless services. The state is now in their budget negotiations. Contact your state officials and tell them, look, you need to help our agencies address this issue on a long-term basis. That's what we need. Homelessness isn't in your face in Western New York like it is like a Los Angeles or a San Diego or Seattle. It's kind of hidden. So the only time it raises its head is when something tragic like this happens. And if you really want to prevent that, the next tragedy or the next Larry from happening, give us the resources to fight homelessness all year round, not just during a snowstorm or during the Christmas season. There are people who are homeless in May and August and September. We need help all year round. and that's what we need.
I get it. So the long-term solution can be more funds, and obviously that can be the case for many, you know, social issues, and, you know, funding, you know, can make those long-term, you know, differences. I guess, and this is I don't even know if you can answer this, but I mean, is there something that can be done to avoid a circumstance like this in the short term in the future? I mean, do you look at what happened with this and say, gosh, I really think that the Amherst police should have taken this guy into custody? And I'm not asking you to, you know, name names and point fingers, but should he have been taken physically against his own will, picked up and taken to a shelter, a known shelter, a code blue shelter? Or do you think he should have, or in the future should we do that?
They were in the process of doing that, and he ran away. It's not like you can just, like, take somebody kicking and screaming and put them in a shelter because they can just walk out. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a prison.
Right.
And you are restricted in legal terms, too. I mean, you can do it in extreme weather conditions, but, like, Monday is going to be 50. You can't do it.
So let me just kind of go through a conversation we were having. And again, I'm not looking to point fingers any particular person or a party or make this political at all. But, you know, we have, you know, yesterday we had this entire issue during this blizzard situation in the area with, you know, the rift between commercial truck drivers and the governor and the state. And we've got a governor, you know, going out and stopping trucks. You know, wouldn't it be better, or would it? Do we need some sort of an intervention, so to speak, from someone like the governor to put a spotlight on this problem that, you know, might, you know, make more of a difference than whether a truck is on Route 5 or not?
The governor actually did 2 years ago when he gave us more funding for Code Blues. Before the state funding came about, Code Blue was only called when it was 15 degrees or below. He provided the money so we could do it at 32 degrees and below. So, but again, Larry was the only person the outreach team knew that refused to come in. They used the mental health laws to force two other people in. And Larry, like I said, Larry just ran away, and nobody really knew where he was living. And, you know, there's only so much you can do to help someone. There really is. What Larry needed was long-term engagement. There was a gentleman living up in Niagara County, a veteran. It took 2 years for the Veterans Administration to finally convince him to come in. And he only came in after his shelter burned down, and he was in the hospital for a long term. There are people out there with severe mental illness that need that long-term engagement in order to build up that trust. And that's why you don't call the police every time, because it takes a very long time to build up that trust sometimes. So it's only used in some rare instances.
Well, I want to get into the long-term thing, and let's do that in a minute. And in another, I guess first before that, I want to ask, you know, because Larry was known to so many people in the Williamsville area, and I'm not talking in the homeless, you know, leadership portion of the community, but just, you know, people that have reached out to us and said, you know, we were aware of Larry, I encountered Larry, I knew Larry, what a great guy, and et cetera. What should the public do if they encounter someone in Larry's position? I mean, should I be offering money? Should I be offering shelter? What should I, as a human, you know, a fellow citizen, be doing if I encounter someone that faces the same plight as Larry?
If you encounter someone that faces the same plight as Larry, being homeless, not every panhandler that you see is homeless, and apparently Larry wasn't even panhandling. It's okay to give them food and money. But you really should call first. The easiest thing to do is call 211. So, and they will relay that information to the outreach teams so they can engage them. That is the best. There are trained professional outreach teams that will engage people who are homeless on a regular basis, like I said, sometimes it takes a long time. And eventually they will be put into housing. And housing is the only solution to homelessness. People need a place to live. But there are different circumstances, and sometimes people accept housing immediately. Sometimes it takes years.
Yeah, you know, you brought up the case in Niagara Falls, and I'm well aware of that. I was meeting with the veterans folks, talking with them about the stand down, and they told me that whole story.
Yeah.
And it is a remarkable one where, you know, someone just didn't give up. They did not give up. They kept the intervention going. They were aware of what this gentleman was going through, and they kept going and going. And they're really proud of how they ultimately were able to get to him. But it did take, not months, it took years, as you said. So let's kind of shift the conversation into that long-term approach and where the funding might help. So someone out there listening might be saying, oh, well Dale Zuklewski just wants us to throw more money at the problem. What would more money do if for example, Senator Schumer were able to secure more funds to help the plight of the homeless?
What more money would do was provide more permanent supportive housing for people in Larry's condition that are long-term homeless. They need a home, and they need the supports around that home in order to stay housed. And then other people need just short-term assistance to help catch up on some bills, to help them get out of a shelter, first month's rent, security deposits. It can cost you a couple $1,000s just to move between the first month's rent and security deposit. If you're living in poverty, you're not going to find that. And we need more affordable housing. We need places for people to actually live. Rents are skyrocketing throughout the country, including here in Western New York, and people just simply cannot afford to pay the rent. We need more affordable housing.
You know, how does this all make you feel? I mean, this has got to be, you know, tugging at your heart.
Yeah, I've talked with a few people this morning, and I know I didn't sleep well last night because you always wonder whether you could have done more. And you never really know, but maybe Larry's death will turn into something good. It'll make people more aware of just the plight of our fellow human beings. It's okay to help people. People just need help, and it's frustrating that you can't help everyone. And that's the situation where we're at now. We have priority lists for who gets assistance, and it's unfortunate, but you can't help everybody. And that's the hard part that tugs on the heart of everyone in this industry.
It's a very similar message that I hear when you talk to someone in the addiction community. You can reach many people that are in the throes of addiction and help them and turn them around. You can't reach them all, and we all know too well about the tragic cases in that realm. I'm assuming it's the same in the homeless. You know, can we help more than we can't?
I think we can. We just have to have the community will and the political will to do it. And I'm just concerned that after a couple of days, people are going to forget about Larry. People are going to forget about homelessness and go about their business until next year when there's another one. There's another Larry out there, I'm telling you. It's just a matter of time. Do you want to give us the resources to help someone now, or do we have this conversation again next year? You know, that's what's going to happen.
I was going to ask you, you've already answered my question. There is another Larry out there. Do you know of another Larry? I mean, are you aware of other people in that same situation that continually refuse help, run away from help, and that your agency or agencies that are under your umbrella are aware of?
Yeah. We just had a recent point in time count where we actually count everyone who was homeless on one day. And there were 10 people that we found in Niagara County that we didn't know about. And now we have to try and link them with the right services. And there aren't as many services in Niagara County is there Aaron Erie? So you're kind of stuck, you know. I don't know whether they would refuse help or not, but we can't even offer them help to find out. And that's the tragedy.
Remember, if you encounter a homeless individual and they're in what you believe to be grave danger, call 211. You can also help long-term by offering assistance to Restoration Society in Erie County and the Community Missions in Niagara County. Rest in peace, Larry.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.